The group waited. Minutes ticked on. Half an hour went by. They were strained. Finally, Robert the Fox stood up and said,
"Well, bad as it is, we better."
There was the thud of running feet. Donaldine came racing through the door and sank down panting. He was not just panting. He was also laughing.
"No sign of pursuit!"
The messenger shouted in. The tension vanished. Donaldine delivered a box of breathe gas vials, and the parson rushed it off to hide it in case of search.
"No planes have taken off!"
The messenger yelled into the room.
"Well, for now, laddies, unless the devils are waiting for daylight..."
"They won't come!"
said Donaldine. Others were drifting into the room. Submachine guns were being uncocked. Pilots came in from the passenger standby planes. Even the old women were peering in the door. Nobody knew yet what had gone wrong out there. Donaldine had his breath, and the parson was moving around serving out small shots of whiskey.
"I stayed behind to see what they would do,"
said the cheerful Donaldine.
"Ooh, and you should have seen our Johnny."
He gave a highly colored account. He had been one of the last ones to reach the dump, and when he touched a box, a whole pile of them fell over. He fled, zigzagging, but circled back in case Johnny needed help.
"But help? He needed no help."
And he told them how Johnny had killed the three cyclos.
"With his bare hands and the rifle butt."
And had...
"blown the whole lot sky high."
And he'd...
"looked like a David fighting three Goliaths."
There wouldn't be any pursuit.
"I hid behind the horse, 200 feet away, and moved it closer when the cyclos all met at the bodies. The horse wasn't hit in the blast, but a piece of gun must have slashed into a buffalo that was standing near the dump."
"Yes, I saw the buffalo.
I ran into it going in. Is that what that shadow was?"
murmured various raiders.
"Some big cyclo, maybe your demon, Johnny, came down,"
continued Donaldine,
"and flashed lights around, and they figured out the buffalo had overturned the boxes and the sentries had gone hunting on watch. Oh, they were cross at the sentries for that, and stumbled and dug a blast rifle into the dirt, and it went off and killed them."
Johnny expelled a sigh of relief. He hadn't known about the buffalo, but he had intended them to think the rest of it. He had even recovered the burned-off thong. The explosion would have masked the other damage, and he'd found his kill club in a mad last-second scramble before escape. Yes, there was no evidence.
"What a raid!"
exulted Donaldine.
"And oh, what a bonny chief our Johnny is!"
Johnny sipped at the whiskey the parson gave him to hide his embarrassment.
"You're a scamp,"
said Robert the Fox to Donaldine.
"You might have been caught."
"Ah, but we had to know, didn't we?"
laughed Donaldine, unabashed. They wanted to parade the pipers, but Robert the Fox would give no clue to the eyes of a watching enemy that tonight was any different. He sent them to bed. Well, thought Johnny, as he settled down in the wool-clad blanket. They had their uranium detector, perhaps. But that didn't help Chrissy. No radio. No personal contact. How was he going to force Turl to come over?